The inner complaining about something that is part of the resistance to what is. Identify in yourself the complainer. And that is a very important part of the reactivity of the egoic sense of self. It's what is it complaining about? The present moment. What's happening right now shouldn't be happening. But it is. Now, the complaining is so satisfying to the false sense of self because it strengthens it. When you can complain about something, you're saying, I'm right and the situation is wrong. The weather is really miserable today. It's just awful. I'm right. The weather is wrong. On all levels, any complaining puts you in an imagined position of superiority to the event or to something that's madness, but normal. By the way, normal equals, very often, more often than not, mad. Read human history, if you doubt it. So to complain strengthens the false sense of self. To allow it, it strengthens. So to, if you complain and react, your own form identity, the me, gets strengthened. The story gets strengthened. The complaint is incorporated in the story, and then you pick up the phone and say, you can't imagine what happened just to me. I'll tell you about it. Oh, no. And then you get some feedback from, oh, you're right. You really should be unhappy about this. So it strengthens the illusion of who you are. But it feels satisfying to the illusion. The illusory me for a moment feels, I feel great. I'm really getting into this. Now, when you allow what is, it doesn't strengthen your form. It puts you in touch with that which has no form in you. It makes you aware of space, inner space. So here's an event, the thing is broken down, and instead of saying, oh, well, there it is. Okay. Suddenly, the same event has a totally different quality to it in your experience. That means you suddenly experience life completely differently. The same event happens and you say, well, there it is. And suddenly, now I'm speaking metaphorically, it is as if there was suddenly some space around the event. It no longer occupies your attention totally. There's a spaciousness around the event when you allow it. The allowing is very spacious, and that spaciousness is consciousness itself, stillness, inner stillness. And from there you can look at a challenging situation in that alert stillness. Oh, you're looking, and there's a moment of just no thought, simply aware attention, which is your deeper non-conceptual, unconditioned intelligence comes into action. And you look, and then action arises. Or a thought comes out of that, from where all creativity comes, that level. A thought comes, and you suddenly know what you have to do about it. Oh, that's, and you do it. Or an action comes immediately, you do the right thing. So there's enormous power in facing the present moment, no matter what form it takes, completely and fully. Allowing it, facing it, looking, listening, seeing. Ah. And there's always more, far more than you need to deal with that situation. The power is there the moment you need it. But if you project yourself into imaginary problems, how can you deal with that? It can only wear you down. And you get drawn into more and more illusory identity. So the shift in consciousness happens with this simple act of aligning yourself with what is now, with the present moment. And making that your spiritual practice, the ultimate spiritual practice,